This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk college basketball for a second. Missouri got a win last night. Nice bounce back. Impressive performance.
Look a lot different with their center back, I guess.
They did, and against South Carolina. K-State plays tonight against UCF, and then KU doesn't play again until Saturday. But I saw a stat that was circulating, and you know my feeling on like college football or college basketball poll rankings. Like you know, that's not something I put much stock into, especially the preseason ones, but whether KU's number one or MU's number five, or I don't care what year it is, I think they're worthless for the most part. You use the word PR when we were just talking about it. It's PR, it's marketing, it's trying to build hype for a game. That's all that is. I don't believe in them, especially the preseason ones. Did you know that this year is the fourth time ever, or the fourth time in the last 55 years, I should say.
Not ever, but yeah, long enough.
That's long enough for me. That's ever for me, okay? That's forever for me.
That's right? Forever for you plus 20 years.
Yeah. So the fourth time in the last 55 years that half of the men's college basketball preseason top 10 is now unranked. So way back in late October when, oh my goodness, it's the preseason rankings and KU's number one and all that, half of those teams that were in the top 10 are not even ranked anymore.
That's kind of wild. Because they were number one and not top 25 because half the top 25. Yeah. Some team you had at 18 wasn't as good as you thought or whatever. Half of the top five's unranked and Missouri's ranked in the top 10 now. So you got to think about, or no, they're not. They're
14th,
like
I think
14th. If they win. Okay. So they're probably the fringe. They're not quite there, but they're getting close. And so when you start looking at it, I understand they're kind of dumb, but I also think that the sport needs it. Like, some sports need gimmicks.
I think casual fans like to see the ranking. You brought this up.
The casual
on TV.
Fan, yeah.
Right. You've brought it up on TV. You know, even though Vegas, a team that's ranked 15th, might actually be the underdog because they're 5-point underdogs to the team that's ranked 25th. And so we see the 25th team win. We're like, whoa, what a huge upset. Well, no, that team was actually favored. But because people are trained to look at these rankings, they think, oh, anytime the team that's ranked 20th beats a 15th, it's a massive upset. And that really is not how it, in my opinion, works. But they've created this market angle. ESPN loves it to be able to put out the promo tomorrow or big Monday, number 9 versus number 15.
I view underdogs as being two different things. You can either be an underdog statistically, right? Like Vegas says you are a statistical underdog, or you're just an underdog because of the systems we put in place. So like a 10 win.
What, a random media member that puts a poll up there?
I think that they operate like.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I get it. Like in Vegas, it's just an algorithm and they're choosing the metrics in order to decide it. I'm not saying there's not math or science behind it.
I would rather trust that than guy on the East Coast that I know is not staying up till midnight to watch Gonzaga play. And this was like, I guess I'll move them up my ranking one spot because you know that happens.
I know, but to me, it's like they're all somewhat relevant. Like I just view them as like two separate things. They're not at odds with each other or fighting each other in my mind. They're just two different things that create the same value. So like if a 10-win football team who is a better football team is an underdog to a 7-win football team. Not crazy. Happens all the time. Vegas is telling you the underdog, but what I'm telling you is the underdog is the team with 7 wins. I don't care if Vegas says they're favored and they're favored by 1.5. They're the underdog in this game because they're not supposed to win this game in my mind because the other team has done a better job winning.
Yeah,
I view them.
We just fundamentally disagree on it. Yeah.
I view them as two separate things. To me, underdog, like you view underdog as it is only a Las Vegas thing. You are not related to it unless it is related to sports game, which is fine.
Well, there's just different. Like you even try to make
like
it as
like so. That's why I like the rankings. They're two different things.
But trying to make it as simple as one team has more wins than the other, so they're automatically an underdog, I think is way too much simplification because we don't. You know what Vegas does factor in on a Wednesday? The rankings come out on Monday, and that Saturday, all of a sudden, a player's hurt. That ranking on Saturday doesn't change. Because a guy got hurt. You know what does change?
Sure.
The odds change.
But
the ranking from Monday is not changing on Saturday. It didn't change for a week. It's a week behind.
No, but it does. But my view of that game changes. The ranking itself, because like it changes in the same way, which is, let's just say Missouri's getting ready to take on the number one team and they lose their best player before the game. Well, it's still an up, but like I don't view it the same way as I did before. They're without their best player. It's still just a number in the end that I don't have to like be beholden to. Like, I actually think the ranking things are really good for the sport. Do they matter in the end for if these teams are any good? Hell no.
Well, especially
no, it don't matter at all. They're guessing like anyone else is guessing.
Especially in college basketball, because college football, the rankings actually matter a ton because they determine how things are going to go. Where seeds, your ranking doesn't determine your seed at all whatsoever.
No, but the AP, I just, Drew, the AP top 25 in football does not matter because the college football playoff committee is who comes up with the rankings. So it doesn't matter. It's not the same thing.
Sure, but when we went back and looked at the first college football playoff poll compared to the AP poll, it was essentially a carbon copy of the AP poll. It might as well have been with a couple of different changes where there, I think to Cody's point, there, it helps college sports be good for the casual fan to attract them, but
I've admitted that. Yeah,
the preseason poll. To your point, though, too.
Preseason is the one that really
the preseason
matter.
Poll makes absolutely no sense because even just looking at it, I didn't have Florida State. I didn't think Florida State was a top 10 team. They ranked 8th, I think, in the preseason poll. They went 2-10, 1-7 in the conference play. The preseason ones don't matter, but I think it's more college football. The polls matter, I think, more in college football than basketball because, like right now, we can look at the team who, I don't know if you really want to go into 35th, whoever's 41st in the country, they're going to get into the tournament. Whoever you think is 41st in the country is going to get into the tournament because they're probably in a power conference. They're probably 4th or 5th in the conference play. It might be Mississippi State. Mississippi State's probably getting into the tournament. Their ranking of being 41st or whatever the case is truly doesn't matter.
They're 24th in the country, man. They're in the AP poll. You're dissing Mississippi State for no reason.
They got throttled.
They're in the actual top 25.
They won't be after this week. They got throttled by almost 40 last night.
The poll's behind now.
But I think for college basketball, they absolutely do not matter. It's more about the Ken Pom stuff than it is
the
actual
quad one, quad two.
It's more about the Ken Pom stuff.
In college football, the one thing I will say is it tells you where you are. Like if you are like, no offense, but if you're 16th in the AP poll, you know you're not in the college football playoff. Whether they put out the standing jet or not, you know you're not in because the AP is 98% accurate in the college football playoff poll.
It tends to go that way, but I disagree. It's not. It literally is a different group of 10 people. The AP poll, I don't know how many people do the – is it 100 people across the country that do the AP?
It's
random media people, and you and I have both known people
but they're
that
doing
have,
a really good job.
You and I know there's random people that vote on this in the media, and some of them are very lazy, and there's no possible way they're watching every single game.
And that's very true.
Typically, the rankings –
I mean, do you think those 10 people are?
I think it's way more likely 10 people are.
They're not watching every game.
I think it's way
to.
More likely.
Sometimes
it is way more likely that 10 people when they're most of them are either retired. Some of them are current ADs or whatever. It just depends on Condoleezza Rice was on it or whatever.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm sure she got plenty of time to be watching every college football game.
But she also doesn't have to watch every single one. To your point,
you just
she only
said
has
that
to
they
watch,
don't have to watch. It's the she, same poll.
But it's oh my gosh, it's not though, Cody. Literally, the AP poll does not matter bit for determining who is in the college football playoff at all. Not the same poll.
But they are telling you who is in the college football playoff.
But they are not.
They have a 99.99% accuracy rate at this point, pretty much.
Is that that's just official? We just were making stuff up. No, it's very close.
You're talking more about the cross referencing from week 10 to week 11 of hey. The AP poll matters. Now yeah, it's the college
football
playoff.
We all have eyes. Nobody's saying there's going to be a discrepancy that a team that was ranked fifth in the AP, the committee doesn't have in the entire thing. I'm not arguing that at all. But acting like on November 5th, what the AP poll has matters, it doesn't. What matters on November 5th is actually what the college football playoff committee, the people that are determining who is getting in, that's what matters. Not random beat writer from Utah that's making his poll vote at 1:30 in the morning after Saturday's college football game.
I think the 10 people who are voting on the college football playoff committee are the same people you're complaining about on the AP. I do not think that those people are just like in a lab, computer monitor, watching every football game. You just admitted some of the people have other jobs. The AD of whatever college isn't watching every college football game that involves all these teams. You can't. You just can't. I like, honestly, part of it is just like time.
Right.
I don't think anybody could watch all the games. This is not like a knocking anyone. Like, you, I don't think you, if like you they gave Drew $250,000 a year and they said, watch every college football game. I don't think he could.
I'm just taking it literal. Like, if Cody Tapp had the Tapp football rankings of the year, yours don't matter. The ones that come out do matter. That's all I'm saying.
I think the AP matters
is,
until the college football playoff comes out.
We can keep going in circles. Like, literally, it doesn't matter, though. Like, fundamentally, it doesn't. That's not what determines who's in it. That's all I'm arguing. It does not determine who's in. The AP poll has no bearing.
I can make an argument that the AP poll influences the college football playoff poll, and it does matter. Because they look at that, and they make decisions on the college football playoff poll based on the AP.
I think it does.
They're almost too close to not have B related.
I think that's why also, though, you should have the committee be ranking teams earlier on in the season instead of...
When do they do it? Like week 10?
Instead of like 3 weeks away from the college football playoff, where I think, correct me if I'm wrong, obviously Lenardi's got his bracketology, got Jerry Palm does the bracketology, but when I think... Now the NCAA...
What you're arguing is the same thing, that Lenardi's bracketology is what influences the entire selection committee, and basically Lenardi's bracketology should be exactly how we view the committee. It's like, basically, that's the same argument you're making. It's still a media member that's doing it.
More powerful thing. I'm making, you know, an entire AP.
I think the AP is more powerful than Lenardi, but I think to the point of what you're making, Gold, Lenardi, his bracketology is likely going to be similar to that of the actual selection committee in the tournament. But if we're going to say the committee, the playoff committee, the selection committee, whatever the case is for either college football or college basketball, they should be coming out with more consistent bracketology to start the season all the way through the end, because they're the ones that ultimately make the decisions. Like, not that it would make Joe Lenardi's irrelevant, but it essentially would, where anything that he does doesn't matter because the committee's coming out with their quote-unquote bracketology every single week.
He's just not even like one of the most accurate anyway.
Correct.
Like, completely separate from the conversation. Somebody looked it up. He's like the 10th most accurate every year. There's some guys some guys we've never even heard of. Like, there's some site that does that.
I'm sure it's just running like some roto algorithm.
There's a couple names.
Ken Palm at least is in the top five, I think. Or Jerry Palm is, whoever.
One of them terrible. Like, one of them is wet. You want to talk about just not being in line with the committee or whoever. Like, one of them is the big national names is, and maybe is it Lenard? One of them
is way off every year.
Yeah. It's like not even close. There used to be a site that like would track it.
There's always a tweet that comes out at the end of the year showing how accurate or inaccurate.
And it's surprising, like, all the names we know, they're not even close to the most accurate.
Yeah, the ones who are on TV all the time. Yeah.
You know, it's some random guy.
Got more time doing TV. It's just some guy running an algorithm.